This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years. The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, conducted India's first clinical trial of a new and advanced stroke treatment device named the Supernova stent. Ames underlined that this is the nation's first stroke device cleared on the basis of a domestic clinical trial. It added that the device has already treated more than 300 patients in Southeast Asia. The medical institute further said that Supernova stent will now be manufactured in the country, offering hope to over 17 lakh citizens who suffer strokes each year. In West Bengal, additional chief electoral officer Arindam Niyogi has said that more than 31 lakh people may be called for hearing in the claims and objection phase of the SIR process. More than 58 lakh enumeration forms have been identified as uncollectible in the state. Special role observers are touring the states for cross-check of submitted enumeration forms and other related SIR process. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has described postmen as bridges of trust who deliver not just letters but banking, insurance and government services to every home in India. He underlined their vital role in connecting rural India and advancing the nation's development. Mr. Sindhya said this while addressing a massive gathering of around 6,000 Grameen Dak Sevaks from across Goa and Pune region at the Grameen Dak Sevak Sammelan held at Kolhapur yesterday. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh has said that the handicrafts industry accounts for exports worth around 50,000 crore rupees and is expected to grow 1 lakh crore rupees soon. Mr. Singh said this while inaugurating the third edition of Crafted for the Future event in New Delhi. He said that the youth today understands the traditional craft and are presenting contemporary products that are relevant to global audiences. The minister added that the government has partnered with 100 artisans under the hub and scope model to export handicraft products across the world. In Delhi, the Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and 11 in a hybrid mode in light of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. This decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, which invoked Stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. According to the circular issued yesterday, government-aided and unaided recognized private schools under the Directorate of Education, NDMC, MCD and the Delhi Cantonment Board have been instructed to offer both physical and online classes wherever feasible until further orders. For students of classes 10 and 12, classes will continue to be held in schools. Stage 4 curbs include a ban on all construction activities and the entry of non-essential polluting trucks into Delhi. The decision comes as the air quality index in the National Capital Region worsened, crossing the 400 mark in several areas. The Steel Authority of India has achieved 27% growth in its sales last month as compared to same period last year. The ministry contributed this to significant growth across multiple product categories and distribution channels, including domestic saleable steel, road dispatches and door deliveries from warehouses. In Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai last evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup, having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition. India will face Hong Kong in the summit clash today. In men's cricket, India and South Africa will head into the third T20 International in Dharamshala today with the five-match series currently tied at 1-1. The match will begin at 7 p.m. at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.